131060 right now. We'd love to know, what did you just push on through? You're faced with a challenge, you just went with it. You had some adversity, you just went through. Because my brother, on Saturday, we get a photo of him, and all it is his feet, and it's, you could tell that it's the bottom of a wheelchair. Oh. One of his feet points straight forward, the other one, right angles.
Like an unnatural right angle?
An unnatural right angle. Oh. You can see in the photo the knee is pointing forward.
That's not good.
The foot, right angles.
So it's broken.
Yeah.
Too far askew.
Dislocated?
Well, here's the thing, right? We're like, what the heck happened? Gave him a buzz. Here's the thing. My brother's real estate agent in Melbourne, and Saturday, big auction day. So weather has not been so good. La Nina, what are you doing to us?
So
dollar
rude.
In the jar, mate. His ex.
La Nina. You wispy. Oh, anyway.
Wispy.
That was not the adjective I was looking for. No. Anyway, back on track. So my brother, auctioneer as well, right?
Yes.
And he's got a house full of people. Quite an expensive property in Melbourne, as they all are. Yeah. And he's just about to conduct the auction, and he realises that he's left his pen in the car. He needs a pen to be able to jot down the final bid, to be able to work it all out.
Okay.
Fine. And he goes, in a room of like 45 people, hey, has anyone got a pen here? As soon as I get a pen, I can start. Blank stares. Looks to his assistant. Hey, you got a pen? Sorry, I don't have a pen.
Whoa, would have thought the assistant. That's one of your jobs.
Right?
Always have a backup pen.
So, pouring down with rain, he's like, I'll just be 2 seconds. He feels like he's in a bit of a rush now. Sprints outside, goes to his car, turns around, tries to sprint back, clips the gutter, puts his other foot out, rolls it really badly, dislocates the foot, and breaks two bones in his leg.
From tripping on a gutter?
Tripping on a gutter and then putting all his weight on his other foot at an askew angle.
He needs Caltrate. His bones are so weak.
He needs some milk.
He needs Calcium. Some milk. That's a bucket load of spinach he's going to have to consume.
Okay, so he's in his suit, right? And he's lying on the footpath.
And wet?
It's pouring down with rain still.
Everyone's inside
and he's looking around like, help, help. Help me. Can't do anything. So
that pen's come in handy now.
Yeah. Glad I ran for this pen.
Throwing the pen at the window, like I got one shot to get their attention.
So he bum shuffles in his suit back up onto the balcony where he knocks on the door. Owner comes out and goes, oh, God. Gosh, calls an ambulance. Ambulance says, look, I'm sorry, but this is going to be about 45 minutes. So Elliot's sitting on his butt on the balcony of this house that he's supposed to sell via auction. Owner standing with an umbrella over him, and he's just like,
am I paying by the minute for this? Or like, you're going to get up and do your job? I'm on the clock here.
Well, here's the thing. Elliot is just like, well, I got 45 minutes. I might as well go back in and conduct the auction.
I've never broken a bone, but I would have thought that's quite painful.
Quite painful.
Well, the dislocation with the two breakers.
Yeah.
It's gotta hurt.
If you've ever broken a bone, the adrenaline about 5 minutes after kind of kicks in.
Okay.
And you've got this beautiful period where it's not too bad.
Yeah.
And then once that ends, oh boy.
Okay.
You got hell to pay. So he's in this like beautiful period where he's in significant pain, but not so much that he can't completely concentrate, conducts an auction, goes well over reserve, sells the house.
Sorry, is he sitting there on his bum going, he's pointing, yep, going once, going twice.
I think they got him a stool.
How good.
And then ambulance didn't come. So the owner is just like, all right, well, I'll drive you down to the hospital.
He's happy. Imagine
the owner wasn't happy, didn't get what he wanted. He was like, oh, mate, you're going to have to get a cab, I reckon.
It's like the block finale. He's just crying in the corner and disappears off screen. He's like, oh, he's not impressed with it.
Anyway, went off. He's having surgery today, but managed to push through and complete the auction.
That's
wild. Two broken bones and a dislocated foot.
Did he say it was painful?
He said once he hit the hospital, he was in the ER for quite some time because there were a bunch of people who were going through some kind of respiratory, like bringing them back to life kind of situation. So he was waiting in there for a long time.
Yeah.
There was a huge queue for whatever reason. Apparently wet weather brings on a lot of injuries.
Yes.
And still
people are evidently running for pens.
Running for pens will bring down a relatively fit, young, mobile guy.
Yeah. Didn't get pain relief for hours.
You know what we should have done here? 131060, obviously, would you push through? But when did you just need a pen and you didn't have a pen?
When did you need a pen?
What's your pen story?
Oh, not one of those, surely.
But 131060, any of those. photos that you want.
What have you latched onto out of this story?
What's your pen story? We'll take any of them on 13 10 60.
Emma's in Bonnells Bay on 13 10 60. Emma, what did you push on through?
So I play soccer and decided to play the goalkeeper for this one game and saved a goal, broke my wrist, and continued to play the game for the last 4 minutes.
I mean, soccer, you don't need your wrists or your hands.
Strap it up.
Maybe a goalkeeper does, actually. Yeah, no, you're so right.
How'd you break it? Was it saving a ball? The ball hit your hand, it bent back, and that's how you broke the wrist?
We're not 100% sure. It could have been that. It could have hit the goalpost because there was a ping.
There was a ping.
So we're not 100% sure, but they were pretty proud of me saving the goal. But I was like, oh.
Yeah, but I'm sure all your other teammates, this has happened to me in dancing before in high school. One girl dislocated her shoulder mid-dance but kept going through.
How'd she do that? She fell down?
Oh, my God. No, mate. She just like swung her arm really sharply and it popped down. But then she kept going with the dance and we actually got through to the next semi-final stage.
Got through to regional.
Yes, but then our dance teacher made her the standard of how much we had to push through the pain. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter how much you're hurting. Look at Emily Byer. She dislocated her shoulder.
You hurt harder.
So in the same way, Emma, all the other teams are being like, well, now if I'm hurt, I'm not allowed to make a fuss because Emma played through.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll look like a big whinger.
You've got to. Like, it is such a thing. I've got a dislocated finger that doesn't work anymore, one of the joints, because it just fused after a while because they're like, you just keep playing out the season. You can't go and get that surgery that's required.
We need you.
Not till the end of the season. So then see the surgeon. He's like, your bones are fused, mate. Unless you want to re-break it.
This is you now.
Yeah, you're not going to have a functional joint.
Sam's in Hendon Greeter as well. Sam, what'd you have to push on through?
So when I was in primary school, I was riding one of those really old Razor scooters with my friend. And
weren't they the worst concrete, but the best? Everyone used to have Razor scooters. Yeah. Always clip you on the shin.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I haven't ridden one since. Yeah. But I hit one of the cracks in the concrete. So I've gone over the handlebars and I didn't have shoes on at all. And once I've gone over the handlebars, my big toe stuck the landing on the concrete. Ugh. And it's knocked the top of my big toe clean off.
Oh.
So my friend was trying to figure out what to do with me and how to get me back home with the top of my toe hanging off. So we had to go home and put it in a jar of milk and I had to walk up to the hospital because Mum was at work.
Is that the advice?
What's with the milk? Is that sterile? Is that sanitary?
I don't know. I think I was 11 at the time.
Uh-huh. Milk is always a good idea.
Yeah. Sticking to milk or rice, one of the two works.
So did they have to like stitch it back on? Like it was properly on?
Yeah.
No, it was too milky.
Yeah. Yeah, was it full cream milk?
Yeah, 12 stitches.
Yeah,
my toe was pretty small, which was good, but still never touched a scooter again, and I don't think.
No, well, you're not getting back on the razor, you know.
No.
You'd be triggered.
But push through to get to the hospital.
Yeah.
The milk. We're going to have to do a deep dive.
Yeah, does milk help?
If that's what you
should
do.
I had a mate who got chili on his genitals and he had to pour milk on his genitals and I was witness to it because it was at my chili bush. Uh-huh.
One question, just one follow-up question.
Yes.
How does one get chili on their genitals?
Well, what he did is, you see, he ate the chili from my chili bush that we had and then he went to do a little wee in the yard and touched his little member.
Oh, no.
And then it was
rookie
like,
mistake.
Doc, give me milk. And I was like laughing as he got milk and put all down his pants, and we're about to go out too. And now he had milk pants, so forever he was known as Milk Pants.
Is that his nickname now? If it's not.
No, the Milky
Milk
Kid.
AMP and Milk Pants.
Wow.
Yeah, so anyway, it's good for
So he didn't push on through, he just immediately panicked.
Oh, yeah, he panicked. I mean, if you're
straight for the milk,
if your little member's throbbing, I mean, you're not pushing through that.
You're not pushing through.
Nah.
Poor Milk Pants.
I know. Jake the Snakes in Warners Bay on 13 10 60. Jake, what'd you push on through?
Wasn't it me, it was a mate of mine a couple of years ago, New Year's Eve party. We were up at a lookout and there was fireworks down on a beach and he decided he wanted to go down and have a look. So he ran down, didn't realise there was a set of stairs at the bottom and went straight off the side of it and shattered his ankle. Carried him back to the house and everything, and a couple of hours later I got back to the house and he's walking around on it cutting up watermelon in the kitchen and it was just flopping around everywhere. And,
oh my God. Man, when you got a hankering for watermelon.
No, watermelon out of all things.
It was 3 a.m. in the morning, so it was.
Yeah, we get the gist on that.
Yeah. Good.
Push through New Year's with a shattered ankle.
Why not? I mean, a bit of liquid courage does that for you.
Absolutely. Yep. Tiffany's in Weston. Hi, Tiff.
Hi.
Wrap this up for us. When did you just have to push through?
When I was about 8 years old, I broke my arm in the backyard playing at my camp, and I didn't start to tell him that.
Wait, Tiff, you've gone robotic. Tiff, take 3 steps to the left. Yeah, start again.
Are you good?
Yep, go for it.
Yeah, so I was about 8 years old, and I broke my wrist in the backyard and went to tell my dad that I broke my wrist. And he didn't believe me, and he said, no, you're right, you're right, and then made me go and sit through his whole cricket game.
Oh. You will be watching Daddy play cricket.
Yeah. Did you see Dad get that
and
floor?
Then he come off, and then the one of the ladies was like, I'm pretty sure it's actually broken. And I didn't whinge or anything throughout the whole time, but he just looked at it like, okay, it's limp.
Okay.
So we'll better take you to the hospital.
I mean, if Daddy's bowled a fourfer.
You wouldn't want to miss that.
No, who cares about your wrist?
I mean, with or without the broken wrist, sitting through some local cricket games.
Your dad's cricket game.